This is the audio presentation covering the assignments in Greek lessons 24 and 25. Please open your textbook to page 272. Here, in the last two lessons of the textbook, Ayres closes down our study of scientific terminology, beginning with another pair of suffixes, in, I-N, or ein, I-N-E, and ium, I-U-M. The first, in ein, meaning a chemical substance, is of Latin derivation, not Greek. Its first variant, in, shows up in words for antibiotics, penicillin, and pharmaceutical products, aspirin. The second variant, ein, with the e on the end, is often used in reference to hormones, adrenaline, and halogen elements, chlorine. The second suffix, ium, I-U-M, meaning part, lining or enveloping tissue, or region, is used widely as a technical term. Besides its medical applications like endocardium and the other examples Mr. Ayres provides, it's also used in the naming of elements, barium, uranium, and aluminum, also known as aluminium, which is what the British call it. In truth, that's what most of the world calls it. The shorter variant, aluminum, is seen mainly in the U.S. and Canada. Either is preferable to, or at least easier to pronounce than, the original form of the word for this element, aluminium. The extra N in aluminum, presumably borrowed from the suffix in, helps buffer the two M's without having to dissimilate one of them. Aluminium? Yuck. Okay, you know the routine. Look over the bases on pages 273 through 275 and do the matching exercise on page 276. One note to make about one of these bases, phage, F-A-G, on the bottom of page 274, is used so much it's worth considering it a suffix, which shows up in three variants. Phage, P-H-A-G-E, meaning that which eats, phagy, P-H-A-G-Y, or phagia, P-H-A-G-I-A, meaning the act of eating, and phagous, P-H-A-G-O-U-S, meaning eating. A xylophage, X-Y-L-O-P-H-A-G-E, is a thing that eats wood, think termites, which is an act called xylophagy, X-Y-L-O-P-H-A-G-Y, making them xylophagous, X-Y-L-O-P-H-A-G-O-U-S. Remember that I'm not going to ask you to etymologize any of the scientific forms in Greek lessons 20 through 25? So whether you call phage a base or a suffix really doesn't matter. As long as you know that any phage word means eat, you've done your job for this class. Please pause the presentation now, review the bases, and do the matching on page 276. Restart the presentation when you're done, and I'll give you the answers. Okay, you must be done. That was quick. You're getting the hang of it, huh? The first answer for number one, rhinoplasty, is I, as in initial phase. Two, J, as in just getting started. Three, B, as in blast off. 4, G, as in getting up to speed. 5, H, as in halfway there. 6, L, as in leaving Earth orbit. 7, C, as in climax. 8, D, as in downward trajectory. 9, E, as in entering the atmosphere. 10, A, as in accelerating toward the target. 11, F, as in final stage. And 12, K, as in kaboom. One more lesson and you're done with everything you have to learn in this course. Don't give up. It's mile 26 of the marathon. The last Greek lesson, starting on page 276, focuses on diminutive suffixes, all meaning little, Eum, I-U-M, or ion, I-O-N. Idiom, I-D-I-U-M. Arium, A-R-I-U-M, or Arion, A-R-I-O-N. And Isk, I-S-K, or Iscus, I-S-C-U-S. There are a variety of Latin and Greek forms jumbled up here. Ian, Arian, and Isk are all Greek. The rest are Latin, though the difference is not that important, since the Romans appropriated many Greek words with these suffixes as loanwords, making their specific linguistic origin insignificant. Do I have to recite the drill again? Pause, peruse, match, restart. There's only one base here I have anything to say about. Tox, T-O-X, at the top of page 279. Originally the base meant bow and arrow, as in archery. But because in antiquity, bows were not all that effective at piercing things, the invention of the longbow in the Middle Ages would change that. The ancients used poison to make arrows deadlier. That way, all an enemy had to be was just nicked by an arrow to be killed. Thus, a pharmakon toxikon, literally in ancient Greek, an arrow drug, came to mean a toxin, a poison. Okay, pause, and I'll see you on the other side of the River Styx. Done? Here are the answers to the matching exercise on page 279. 1. Gonadangium is H, as in hallelujah. 2. G, as in goodbye. 3. L, as in see you later. 4. K, as in kill me now. 5. J, as in just in time. 6. I, as in is this ever going to end? 7. A, as in almost done. 8. E, as in, end this, please. 9C, as in, can't stand it anymore. 10B, as in, breaking free. 11D, as in, don't expect to see me again. And 12F, as in, finally freaking finished. And that's it for this finally final audio presentation. You're done. It's over. Nothing more to memorize. Nothing left but the final exam. So, get to it. Start putting your notes together, sorting those flashcards, making lists of things that slip through the cracks in your brain. You're one step away from becoming a certified master of classical terms. And in the end, for the last time, that should make you happy etymologizing.